Thank you for calling customer support. Supervisor Parthenia speaking. May I please get your zip code?
95823.
That was 95823. Thank you for the information and your first and last name.
Victoria Pierce.
Thank you. And your shipping address?
6806 Calvine Road, Sacramento, California.
Thank you for the information. I see you're calling about the Thrive formula, also the Serene. How may I help you?
I just had it canceled. I want to send this back to you. I want my money back.
Okay. Now, as of the account, it is canceled. As of the products, we do have a no return policy, and you did exceed your 14-day trial. That's why you were billed.
I didn't even get the product until last week. So how did I mean, all of a sudden I get a $99 charge.
You're saying that you didn't get the product until last week. Your trial started on the day that you made your purchase, and the product was delivered on the 28th.
No. And okay. When was the 28th?
When was the 28th of April?
I didn't get the product until Monday.
Okay. The product was delivered in your mailbox on the 28th, which was a Tuesday. But either way, the trial starts on the day that you place your order, which is the 21st of April.
Oh, so you're telling me that I have 14 days trial period to try something out that it takes 7 days to get. So the trial period is already half over before I get it in my possession. And then 7 days after, I have 7 days to try it and 7 days, all the whole 7 days, to call you and say cancel it? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Usually.
If it is.
Usually it's delivered in about 4 business days. But if you don't receive your product in a timely manner, you're supposed to call into customer support to inform us of that, because we won't know until we locate your account to track the package.
Right. And I'm not supposed, I didn't even know the number until I had the bill to look on the bottle.
Okay, so now as is the customer support number, it's supposed to be on the website. When people do first purchase the product and they want to, you know, either cancel out an order or take one of the products off, they are able to call us on the first day that they purchase.
Guess what? I tried getting onto the website, as you call it, and they said it didn't even exist. Okay, I got a whole lot of ads about what you had to offer to sell, but I didn't get a number. I could not get a number. I have to go back and find where the original price was taken out of my account, and then I pulled up the bottles and found the phone number. I want my money back. I am so serious. I cannot afford this. I can't afford this $99. I can't afford this whole thing you got going on here.
Okay. Now, as of those charges, you still exceeded your trial period, so the charges are valid. Now, as a customer courtesy, I am able to go ahead and get you a 50% refund back on the two charges.
The two charges of $99.
$99.94 and $95.94.
You mean you're still trying to get $95 off my account? Guess what? It's not there.
Well, that already came out, ma'am.
And $95 came out. $99 didn't.
Both came out, but I wouldn't offer you a refund back on something that we don't have from you.
Okay, you know what? I will contact the company and tell them that this is a fraudulent claim and I am filing a claim. Since you can't do it, maybe someone else can. I'm so sorry that I have to do this, but I cannot afford this money taken out of my account. We're talking close to over $180. I cannot live by this. I am on a fixed income. I have a certain amount. The extra $10 was a blessing. $180 won't work. I'm sorry, but this is how I'm going. Goodbye.